More than 2 years after the fatal police shooting of Jacquees Clemons, the Metro Police Department still hasn't completed its review of the incident. As WPLN's Mara Benight reports, the department's internal evaluation of the shooting is stuck in a state of limbo.
The police manual clearly lays it out. After any fatal shooting, the department's force review board conducts an internal investigation to see if the shooting was consistent with department policy. And if not, is there discipline or training that needs to follow suit? It's a chance for the department to self-reflect, says Matthew Barge, a national expert on police reform.
The power of the force review board is in the dissemination of lessons learned so that the department is always improving and improving the quality of the service it delivers.
For Officer Joshua Lippert, who fatally shot Jacquees Clemons, the force review board met on May 30th, 2017. Now, more than 2 years later, no report has been finalized. According to a spokeswoman for the department, it is still under review. And that's because it's missing one thing, the signature of Police Chief Steve Anderson, making its findings inaccessible to the department itself, as well as the general public. And the lengthy wait is unusual. WPLN looked at the last 10 police-involved shootings that warranted use of force reviews. Every single one has been completed, and its report signed by the chief, including one incident heard on the same day as Officer Lippert's. The case of the Clemons shooting has been taken up by the State Bureau of Investigation, by the District Attorney, by the Justice Department, and by the FBI. Each of those inquiries has been completed, and it's been determined that Lippert will not face criminal charges. So why is this report still lingering? That's what Jacquees's mother, Sheila Clemons Lee, wonders.
It doesn't take 2.5 years to make a decision whether or not this man needs to be fired.
The issue is not just what happens to Lippert. Barge says it's about the department taking stock and making adjustments before the next police-involved shooting. For WPLN News, I'm Mara Benight.